You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. It is week 145 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Stesko.
It's Wednesday, middle of the week, which is German, Mittwoch. There's your German lesson for today, folks.
Now you know.
Now you know. Literally means middle of the week. Which means we're going to talk about some movies that we saw and then review them for you in the form of 8 pizza slices. 8 is perfect. 7 is close to perfect. 6 is further away from perfect. And 0 is trash. Because you ate 0 slices of pizza.
Nope.
8 is how many slices? I guess that's the number of slices you would eat of that pizza.
I guess so. Because
you like it so much. Don't try to think about it too much.
I don't know.
Yeah, this analogy is just let it live. Let it be.
It's an
like
analogy.
Like a Beatles song.
Yes.
I saw The Overnight.
All right.
It's what is this with movie? Adam Scott, that lady from Orange is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
The main lady. Lady, that's a weird thing. I don't know what to call women now.
What do you mean?
Like, the other day...
You call them their name?
Well, yeah, I call
or,
them their
or
name.
Or their actress name.
No, but like how to group all females.
You need to call them females, apparently, because they don't like that.
Yeah. And I don't think they like being called ladies either. Because the other day, my friend...
Dickless?
The Dickless?
I don't know.
Two X chromosomes, XX.
I don't know what was they don't they didn't use a term like the people who didn't like females, whoever the heck that was.
They call them like women, like with a Y.
Oh, but how do you say that?
I think you just call them women.
Okay.
Because so the other day, this is a while back actually, but it stuck in my head clearly because it bothered me.
Apparently.
Like, I hang out with one of my friends on Tuesday, and then her friends, I usually hang out with her and her friends. So, like, I don't, and for some reason, I've been hanging out with her for, like, the last 3 weeks on Tuesday, and I've only seen one person repeated.
Mm-hmm.
Like, every Tuesday
so like
is
a lot,
different
always,
people.
Whoa. It's a lot of people.
Yeah, because, like, they're all in a club together, and then, like, they're like, oh, you should join this club. I'm like, no, thank you. Like, I don't want to join, like, the Latin business students club.
Yeah.
And like, but you get a sash at graduation. I'm like, I don't want a sash at graduation. I just decided that I'm going to walk. I don't want to like have more stuff on me.
Mm-hmm.
So she was saying how like this dude was hitting on her just randomly. And I was like, it must be very hard to be a lady nowadays. Mm-hmm. And then like, but then like we stopped talking about it.
Oh.
So I was like, is that, did I not say the right thing?
Yeah. Did she say you didn't? You
no, said... they didn't say anything.
Okay.
But like, I think we're also in like a study thing. So,
mm-hmm.
But I was like, well, after I said it, I was like, that sounded weird.
Yeah.
Because like, am I saying it like, oh, like a lady and gentleman?
Yeah.
Or is it hard to be like, I was trying to say like, it must be hard to be like a woman, but I don't want to say like girl.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I don't know.
I don't care really.
Each person is different. That's why it's...
Yeah, it must be... I should have just said it by her name and be like, this must be very hard to be a you.
To be you.
Yeah. Like, oh, poor you being hit on. Must be so hard.
Yeah, but you weren't saying ironically, right?
No, I was like, it must... Because I thought it was so weird that a dude, like...
Maybe she thought you were saying it ironically.
No, because this dude...
So, oh, boop-de-doo.
No, I told her. I was being genuine. I was like, honestly, it must be very hard to be a lady nowadays.
It because just sounds weird when you say,
yeah.
It's just saying a lady.
It sounds old school, right? Like, it sounds like something my grandfather would say or something. Like, or not even like Frank Sinatra would say. It must be very hard being abroad nowadays.
Yeah. I don't know. Just using the singular lady sounds weird for some reason. But if you said ladies, I don't think that's as
it
weird.
Must, how would I say that in a sentence?
You wouldn't in that context, but like...
Like if I said hello, ladies, then it just reminds me of Stephen Merchant and his weird show that didn't that was like horrible,
yeah.
It was cringeworthy.
I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. Because she was saying how this dude came up to her. She was sitting with her friends on campus. A dude came up to her and was like, "Excuse me, do you know where the English building is?" And she's like, there is no English building on campus. He's like, I know. I just wanted a reason to come over here and talk to you. Mm-hmm. And then he like proceeded to hit on her. And then he's like, can I get a hug? And she's like, no. He's like, well, can I get a handshake? And she's like, I guess.
I like, this is weird. I'll take what I can get.
And I was this weird. I was like, it must be really hard being a lady.
Yeah.
But I didn't know what to say.
That doesn't sound weird. I mean, no, that doesn't sound weird the way you're saying it.
Yeah.
But that sounds weird, the dude doing that. Yeah,
have a dude doing that. Because I was like, I'm not doing that. And I was like, is that why? Is that something I should be doing?
Maybe. Maybe.
From her reaction to it? I think not.
Maybe that dude's had luck doing that before. Yeah. And he's like, I'm playing the percentages.
I mean, yeah, he's...
Eventually this will work.
Yeah, he's at bat way more than I am.
He's like trying that, but he's like, okay, English building. That's not the building.
There's no building on campus called the English building.
I gotta go with a different building.
Latin building. The Spanish building. Where's the Spanish building?
Well, he's gotta do like building. He's gotta make up building because they all have to not exist there because he's gotta use that same line.
Yeah. Because I told another friend that and she said it was flattering that he said that. And I was like,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't think so. That's creepy.
I know, but that's what I'm saying. It's like different people react differently.
No, I think all people should react to that.
But they
crazy,
don't. But they obviously, should. It's 50-50 from this conversation. Yeah. It's two, you talk to two people, one said
no,
yes, one
then
said no.
In the room, there's like four people that all said no.
Okay, so it's a little, it's like 20% then.
Yeah.
20% chance. I don't know.
Of working.
I guess so. I don't know. Not a large enough sample
I think if you say just the part, like, I just wanted to come here and talk to you. I just need an excuse to talk to you. Maybe that's a little flattering. Mm-hmm. But then asking for a hug right away, it's weird.
Yeah, that's strange.
But then it was also weird because she didn't mention that she had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the easy way. Just say that. Yeah, and
like,
then
I have a boyfriend.
It should end. It doesn't always, I guess.
But then it's really weird because then her boyfriend texted her without her telling him that story, mm-hmm. saying like, I don't like it when people hit on you. You know, this is weird.
Well, you can't prevent that.
Yeah. Because apparently dudes like this dude exist.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, the overnight.
All right.
Yeah, so it's the lady from Orange is the New Black.
Okay, lady.
Right. I'm going to look up her name.
That's what we'll stick on.
I kept calling her that to everyone I've been telling about this movie. I think her name is in the show, I think it's Piper or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in real life. Taylor Schilling.
Okay.
That's about the only famous people in this. And it's so like Adam Scott and Taylor Schilling moved to LA. And then he's like a stay at home dad. She's something. And like right when they move there, they have to go to a birthday party at a park. And they're just standing watching all the kids. And then Jason Schwartzman comes up to him and is like, hey, are you guys new to this area? Like, you guys should come over for dinner. And then the night goes crazy, and it's a very dark and weird comedy.
Mm-hmm.
But I was really into it because it reminded me of Cheap Thrills, which is another dark and twisted comedy, if you want to call it a comedy. That was really dark and twisted. This movie's less dark and twisted. But I dug it because it shows you that sometimes people are weird, and you should not hang out with weird people. It gives you a... I was wondering, though, what's up with movies setting up such a bad rap for L.A.? Like, this movie did it. Cheap Thrills did it.
Mm-hmm.
The Gift, that took place in L.A. Falling Down, that movie takes place in L.A. But really, Cheap Thrills, The Gift, and this movie set up, like, don't talk to strangers in L.A.
They like to hate on L.A. for some reason. They do it with New York, though, too, don't they?
Name a movie about a weirdo in New York.
Isn't every movie have weirdos in New York?
Yeah, but this is like very personal interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Gift, he keeps leaving gifts at the doorbell, yeah. And he knew them. Cheap Thrills is like him and an old friend meet a stranger at a bar who like...
I think just a lot of movies happen to be set in L.A.
Because it's easy to film here.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to pay the royalty on cameras.
Yeah, that's still a thing, right?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think, like, it's a self-hating L.A. They're like, I have to be in L.A.
Or it's like someone makes it and they come to L.A. and they're like, I hate this city.
Yeah.
I'm a New Yorker at heart.
A lot of East Coasters hate L.A., right? So they're like, why do I have to film here? And then they do it through their art, through their movies.
Yeah,
they're
maybe.
Like, let's express that how much I hate this. Sense. I don't know.
So, yeah. I like this movie a lot, though. I'd probably rate it, like, around 5 out of 8. It wasn't like crazy. It was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really weird at sometimes, because like there's a lot of dick in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And like Adam Scott's character is very self-conscious about his penis size, and Jason Schwartzman's character is not self-conscious about his. And then you see a character give a hand job to someone. That was weird. So it's like a very dark comedy.
Yeah.
Like with no punchline. That's what I find dark comedy. Dark comedy is like I can see this being funny, but there's no punchline. It's just
they
really
don't go all the way to the
they just do weird line. Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's talk about TV.
All right.
I watched and finished a show this week called You Are the Worst.
Really? Is this show still going on?
Yeah. Okay, season 3 I think starts in the summer.
Mhm.
Summertime.
Summertime sadness. Summertime.
There's a lot of songs about the summertime.
There are.
So this this TV show, 2 seasons.
You can watch 1 season on Hulu.
The other season on FXX with a lot of commercials. Mm-hmm. Or on FX online.
Does Hulu have commercials too?
Oh yeah, I pay for it.
I thought the even
super premium. You.
Oh, there's even a premium above Plus.
Yeah, they don't have Hulu Plus anymore.
Oh really?
So that's just out like of the Hulu game. And then you can pay for Hulu ad free, where some shows still have ads.
Yeah,
but most of the shows don't have ads.
Okay.
And so yeah, you can. It's a good show. It's about these two people who meet at a wedding, and it's like the girl, it's her friend's older sister's wedding, and then the guy is the ex-boyfriend of the person getting married's wedding. And they're like, oh, we're both terrible people. We should just, like, sleep together. And then their relationship develops over the whole TV show. Also takes place in LA. But this is the show I was talking about earlier, where I was like, how do they get away with stuff on TV? Mm-hmm. Because you see them doing drugs. You see them masturbating. Mm-hmm. You see them having sex. You see them doing a lot of drugs, a lot of smoking of cigarettes, a lot of drinking, alcohol.
I really feel like FXX does a lot. They like do whatever.
So
even in like Always Sunny, this start of the season, like the ski trip and stuff, they did a lot of shit in that episode.
Yeah. I forgot how much. I rewatched that episode a few weeks ago.
You're like, whoa, they did this
whole thing.
I forgot
about the whole Charlie Kelly sex scene.
Exactly.
Which
I wasn't expecting that from this show, but still.
I was like, props to Charlie for getting the action.
Yeah. That never happens to his character.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know.
I like the show a lot. I think it's because I think this one was more realistic than Love. Oh, he's an author and she is like A&R for a record label or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then the author has a guy who lives with him who was like a vet who used to be his drug dealer in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he reminds me of Lin-Manuel Miranda. Enough to the point where multiple times, even during the credits, when I see his name, I'm like, nope, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Even though I see it?
Yeah.
Nope. Not going to acknowledge it.
I like the show a lot. I don't know. I don't know why. I had a friend who was recommending the show for a long time, and I finally watched it, and I watched it all.
Cool. How many episodes was it?
23. Half-hour episodes.
All right. Cool.
I like the rappers, though, that she manages. They're like
mm-hmm.
secondary characters. Really funny. It's very L.A. Thomas Middleditch appears in one episode.
Cool.
There's a lot of guest appearances, but it pretty much is just filling the hole that Love left in my heart.
Yeah,
but I think this one's like more, I don't know, this was like a different, it's in my opinion more realistic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna commit to that.
Mm-hmm.
Verbal confirmation.
Yeah,
no RSVP sending it.
It's gonna hold on to it.
Yeah, just put it in my back pocket maybe and be like, I think this is more realistic than Love.
Mm-hmm. All right. Superhero shows. The Flash came back. King Shark return. which was pretty cool.
Kind of a crossover?
Crossover, yeah. Diggle came to town. Diggle and his wife. They both came to town. They're like, whoa, Flash, man. He'd be so much... We'd be able to stop so much crime if we had the Flash on our team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool to see King Shark back. Everyone's reacting to what happened at the end of the last episode.
Which apparently made Kevin Smith cry.
Yes. Because,
Because the big baby.
Well, I think it was the Earth One, the first part of Earth One.
Yeah.
Because I forgot to talk about it. They did like another mom, like his mom.
Oh, God.
His mom was alive in Earth Two. So it was so sad. It was like, I wasn't even expecting that to happen. And I don't think anybody was. And then his phone had a bunch of Easter eggs. His phone, like he had his Earth Two phone had on the dial was like Bruce, Clark, and like Diana as like people. So it was like Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent and stuff. Yeah, so this episode, it was just a King Shark episode and the storyline of like, they're like, we shouldn't tell anybody about Earth 2 because it might affect things because everyone was like evil in Earth 2 pretty much. So that was cool to see. And then finally the Zoom was revealed at the end of the episode.
Crazy.
So they finally did that storyline and it just made me more confused. But that should be exciting. And then the Arrow did a cool crossover as well. They did Vixen Came to Town. Who was on the animated show they did. And they did it really well. I thought it was really well done. It's pretty cool to see. I hope she shows up more because that was just really cool. And then Legends of Tomorrow, they did the 2046 episode where they had old man Oliver Queen, the one-arm archer, which is cool to see. And they got out of that. They got out of that place real quick. They usually stay, like, spend two episodes. They got out of there real quick. But it was like Deathstroke's son or something took over the city or something. It was kind of weird. But I'm really concerned about this show, though, because I thought this episode would be really good. But it was cool to see those things, but, like, it wasn't that great episode, actually. So I'm more pessimistic about the show. The pilot was really good, but... Nothing's really sticking too much for the show for me. So I'm a little concerned, but I'll still watch it for those little moments. And I'm hoping more of them will come, so we'll see. And then American Crime Story, we watched it.
Yeah.
Yes. OJ.
Yeah. No Kardashians.
No Kardashian references at all. So I think it's the first time since the start. God. So that was pretty impressive.
It was episode 4.
Yeah, I think it's 4.
Or 5. I don't remember.
I think it's 4. I think it's 4. Because there's Bronco Chases 1, the one before the Bronco Chases 1.
And then the one after the Bronco Chases.
After the Bronco Chase, and then this is 4.
Yeah.
That's how I
think that's right.
It sounds weird to explain it that way, but that is how it is.
Yeah.
It's all the jury selection episode.
Yeah, the jury selection. Much. 100% absolutely innocent or something like that.
Yeah, that was it.
Answered a lot of questions for me.
Yeah.
Without doing any research on the case
mm-hmm.
or remembering the case. Well, my memory of the case is like anything that they showed in the news afterwards.
Yeah, mine's all like Bronco Chase, then the glove.
Yeah.
And then like that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. So I was like, why is we never saw Bob Shapiro? Is that the dude from Law and Order? Is that someone else? Whenever I think of LegalZoom, I think of the dude from Law and Order.
No, that is an actor.
Yeah, that's why I was like, is that guy a lawyer?
No,
in real life?
No, he's an actor.
Who am I thinking of?
The actor?
Yeah.
Who's in Law and Order, like, as a cop in Law and Order. You're thinking of a dude who's in every, like...
There's a guy who's in the LegalZoom commercials.
I don't know who's in the LegalZoom commercials, so I'm just assuming it's... LegalZoom commercials...
Oh, wait. No, this is a different guy. Robert Shapiro. Who am I thinking of?
I don't know, because I don't know who's in the LegalZoom commercials. I mean, this one looks like Robert Shapiro. There is a commercial with Robert Shapiro.
Yeah, because he's the face of LegalZoom.
Yeah. Here's a commercial with him.
No, I think there's a guy.
Is this the one commercial you're talking about? That's him.
Yeah, I think in my head I replaced him with...
Law and Order dude?
Yeah. The old white dude from Law and Order. Not SVU, but... This guy. This guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't he in commercials?
Yeah, he's in commercials. He's in a ton of commercials. I don't know. I don't know if he's for LegalZoom, though. Maybe.
Sam Waterston.
Yeah, he's in commercials. Because he's not... Law & Order doesn't exist anymore. There's a show.
Maybe it's like insurance commercials?
Possibly.
TD Ameritrade.
There you go.
There we go. Oh.
Found it.
Yeah. I just confused one thing I never use with another thing I never use.
Advertising.
Yeah.
Works every time.
Notorious. You watch Notorious.
Notorious, yes. All of it. All 6 episodes. Yeah. Very enjoyable.
Yeah.
It was really cool to see.
Does it inspire you at all?
No.
When I finished watching it, I was very inspired. I was like, I'm going to change my life. I'm going to work out all the time. Never did. But...
You're like mentally inspired, but not,
yeah, I was like
not willing
inspired.
To go that extra step.
Yeah. Physically, it looks painful.
Yeah. It's just really cool because it's like, it's really like the start of his comeback. It's cool to see because of how big he is right now. So it's cool to see like they started doing it before he was that big.
Yeah.
Like I understand he had a huge fan base still.
In Ireland.
Yeah. But it was.
And I mean, it was shot for Ireland, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's cool to see. And it's cool to see his family.
Yeah, yeah. I love his family. His family's great. It's a fun show. And it's like pretty quick. There's 6 episodes. They're like 20 minutes each.
Yeah.
So it's worth a watch. It's really
interesting. And it spans over like 2 years.
Yeah, it's cool. He goes different places. He's in Ireland and
Vegas and
Vegas,
Boston.
Boston, Brazil.
L.A.
L.A. It's just cool to see.
Trey's L.A. is pretty decent.
Yeah.
It's just weird though because like, you get some insight into someone that, like, in my head, Conor McGregor, total jock, would beat me up.
Mm-hmm.
But then he's, like, in L.A. and he sees the Ninja Turtles posters on the building. He's like, I want to go see that movie.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was really into Ninja Turtles.
He made some other comment.
And then he was on the Fox backlot. He's like, oh, I love The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know. I like all that because it's, like, I even like seeing, like, well, they do that in the press conference. It was the press conference, but he was, like, all that talk he does before and then after, he's like, I'm so humble about everything. It's like he's a very, like, layered guy.
Yeah, because it's... Because they say... Like, Dana White said it. He's like, he's one of the best mental warfare fighters.
He just knows how to get into people's heads. And you could, like, the... What is it, like, 2 fighters he went up against? Like, he very mentally got in their heads.
Yeah, he went against Diego Brandal.
You could totally see it because they're just, like... They don't know Dustin how to Poirier. React to what he's doing to them.
Yeah. Because the only guy who he didn't get in the head of was
German
the German
dude
who didn't speak English.
He didn't
and that's
understand
probably
what
why.
He's saying. Yeah.
But he's like he can't get my against head Dustin on. Poirier, he's like, oh, it's a little hillbilly who probably has an uncle named Cletus or a cousin named Cletus. And you're like, damn. Like,
he's like hitting him hard and he can't come back.
Like in Vegas, he's saying this. In LA, he's saying all this. So it's interesting.
Really cool show.
Yeah. Do you think he's right, though, that it's all about obsession? He said it's all about obsession. It's not about talent. Like, he's just more obsessed with winning than anyone else.
Definitely helps. I mean...
I think he's just mentally crazy. I think he's a crazy person.
I think he thinks he is, too. I mean...
Yeah, he said that.
It's all those people, like, who just can't stop doing it. It's like a lot of talented people are like if they're so talented and then... But they have that extra thing, which is
obsession.
The motivation, obsession, they can't let it go.
Fine line between obsession and insanity.
Yeah. So
actually, I wouldn't say it's a fine line. I think that is the same thing.
Definitely, if you got to have some kind of base level. But if you try hard enough, you can usually.
If I just totally live the obsession,
it's like physical and mental.
I quit the podcast.
Yeah.
Only think about MMA 24 hours a day. Start training.
Yeah, you have to keep doing it. Yeah, you have to do it.
Some of those dudes are pretty old.
Yeah.
I saw a fight yesterday, 29-29.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, if I gave up everything, 3.5 years?
Yeah.
Not less than that.
You just got to be dedicated.
Quit my job and start training.
Yeah.
I need to find myself a girlfriend like Conor McGregor did and I'll support this.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
That's the craziest thing to me.
Yeah.
Not the craziest thing. But I was like, what a cute couple.
Yeah.
And then he's like, oh, yeah, I was, like, collecting welfare checks.
Yeah.
The day or the week of
it always sounds crazy to start it, but when you get there,
yeah,
like it all pays off.
So hopefully Conor McGregor is like the 1%.
I know that that's the thing.
He lucked out by getting the deal with Reebok right before UFC got the deal with Reebok. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because all these stories are so inspiring, but they don't do stories about people who fail.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's impressive. It should.
Like, where's Dustin Poirier now, where he lost that fight against McGregor? The fight that we watched with him, he lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
yeah.
People go and at that time, he was like ranked number 4 in the world.
Yeah.
Now, he lost 2 fights in a row. He's probably off the UFC if he loses the next one.
Yeah. Yeah, you start going on the track where you start losing, keep losing.
It's Always Sunny. Did you watch this episode?
Yes.
St. Patty's Day episode.
Yes.
I like this really
episode.
Funny.
I like this episode.
It's like a food truck / leprechaun episode.
Yeah. That was really funny. I
like. Someone was saying online that like the Dennis is best when it's psychotic Dennis.
Yeah.
Like the actor Rob, or no, Glenn Howerton is like best when he plays a psychotic person.
I agree.
Yeah.
His is like really good because he just starts going off on a.
Screaming. His screaming is really good.
Like he's got the, he's just really good at playing it. So he's got like this mental affect where he's like, I know everything I'm doing like makes sense to me and do it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's fun to see.
It's really fun to see.
You see Crazy Charlie pretty much. Yeah.
But it was Crazy Charlie in the way that, to me, it was one of those Charlie work episodes where I'm like, Charlie knows what he's doing and he thinks he's right.
Because
like in Charlie work, that episode, he makes it seem like he's the sane one.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the sane one in this episode doing something insane.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. Where normally he's right, just like the dumb one.
He was right.
Technically, yeah, he was right.
Yeah.
I saw this thing on the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia subreddit. Where they were saying, it was like a short person or a little person saying like they were very proud of how It's Always Sunny didn't make any midget jokes or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, interesting.
Based on this episode?
Yeah. Well, they didn't say the word midget at all in the whole episode.
No.
All the jokes were leprechauns. And it made
leprechaun jokes, yeah.
It made everyone else look stupid, not the little person.
Yeah.
All the jokes were at the cost of the characters, yeah. I've been watching Sirens again.
Mm-hmm.
I like the show. But then, like, the last episode that, like, I was watching when you came in, I was like, damn, some of these jokes just aren't hitting as hard as they should. And it makes sense I got canceled after 2 seasons.
Yeah. I was like, oh, where's this going?
You're like, why is Drew so into this show?
Yeah. I was a little confused. I was like,
because the episode before is about bestiality, and it's hilarious. This episode, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Horace and Pete.
Yeah.
I caught the tail.
Well, did I catch most? I caught most 90% of it. Yeah, 90% of it. I need to go watch it now.
Are you confused?
Yes, but it's cool. Like
it's cool because it's weekly.
I like it because it's a lot different, but it's like I like a show. This is very different from other shows.
Yeah.
I like that it's like I don't know if I would say real because like it's sad. Like it's. It's like sad in the way that a comedy is real and that it's funny.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's sad the same way. Like, do you see Little Miss Sunshine?
I never actually saw that movie, no.
It's the same way that movie's sad.
Mm-hmm.
It is a comedy, kind of.
Yeah, there are jokes in there.
But there's also sadness in there.
Yeah. Like, it's I think like, you got a lot of comedians and, like, we're going to do a bunch of comedians and then be funny, though. I mean, do drama, though.
Yeah. And to me, that's always the saddest thing. It's like when a fun teacher gets angry at you.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what makes me more sad too. Is because a lot of these people are funny. You don't get to see them be that funny. You get to see them be like sad.
And then it makes me sad because I'm like, Louis is so funny.
Yeah.
That like I'm like the fact funny. That he can make this is like
yeah.
I mean something sad inside of him.
Yeah.
Which I think that's how funny people work though. That's the whole movie about funny people as well.
True. That was a very sad movie.
That was a very sad movie because at the end of it, I was like, I can't believe I wasted my life 3 times watching this movie.
Yeah, maybe I'm more down for that movie if it's released this way in short 30-minute chunks.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I think I would be.
Because that's 6 episodes. Because
I'm not ready for it. It's too long and I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
So that may have been contributed.
That's the one thing I don't like about this show, though, is last episode... I think it was the third episode was half an hour and the fifth episode was half an hour.
Yeah.
And I don't know how many more episodes it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Unpredictable.
Yeah.
They could, for all we know, they could just end it and like not even have a conclusion.
Yeah.
Like that'd be odd.
I think they are going towards a conclusion though.
It seems there's like it, yeah.
They're referencing things in like the subplot that I think are going to affect the direct plot. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Which I never picked up before. So I should probably rewatch the whole series.
Yeah, just to understand it better.
Because I never paid attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was sad because they killed off a character in the show. And I was like, this is the one show I didn't expect them to kill off a character.
Yeah, I didn't think that happened. Even though it's depressing. Yeah. You still wouldn't think it would happen.
So it's interesting. I dug it.
Yeah, I recommend it.
Speaking of shows that we did not dig, Fuller House. We saw the first episode. I texted with our friend Anna, and mm-hmm. she, because earlier in the day, she was like, I'm watching Fuller House, which inspired me to watch Fuller House, because I was like, me and Anna tend to see eye to eye on a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
which is why I call her AZ, because we match on A to Z, usually.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of many things that we don't match on. But when she said she was watching Fuller House, and then I watched the first episode, and then I texted her being like, what's up? What's the deal? She's like, oh, the first episode was like the worst one, but the rest of them are good, except for Kimmy's character. But that's Kimmy's character.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think of the show? Because I sent out a Snapchat of this,
mm-hmm.
and then a bunch of people messaged me, why would this show make you want to kill yourself? Because I sent a Snapchat of saying Fuller House makes me want to. And then it was a gun emoji shooting a crying head emoji or like a sad face emoji.
Well, it's exactly like Full House. It was a very much an homage show to like the, just the first
episode. Especially that first episode.
It was just like, we got to put in every single reference to Full House. Enough. And that was the whole episode. So I got overloaded with that to understand.
Yeah, even to the point where in the intro sequence, they showed you like side by side by side of like what they look like in all the opening sequences.
Mm-hmm.
So you see like DJ in the first original opening sequence, then you see DJ in like the later years opening sequence, then you see DJ now.
Yeah.
Then you see Steph, and then you see Bob Saget. And but for the guest stars, like Bob Saget, John Stamos, Dave Coulier, and what's her name? I don't know her name. It showed what they were doing in the original, and then they were reenacting
the same thing, yeah.
Which is how I would want them to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think they must have got like Pentatonix or something to do the intro, because it's like an acoustic version.
Yeah.
Or not acoustic, an acapella version of the original theme. Are you going to watch more episodes?
I don't know. I might watch them with people, but
I'm going to watch them for sure.
Okay. You tell me how it is.
I'm going to binge watch the rest of them.
All right. You let me know.
If I am not
here, tell me what.
If I don't answer the door and my parents are crying tragically, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
No. I feel like I need to give it a shot.
Yeah.
The same way I feel like I need to give The Ridiculous 6 a shot, though.
This was a very meta episode.
Yeah.
So it was like almost, it was very fourth wall breaking.
Yeah.
Because it was like, we know what we're doing.
Like,
we
Michelle's in New York running her fashion empire. And then they stare at this camera for like 5 seconds. And I was like,
yeah.
No.
It's like, don't do that.
And then they were laughing at things. And I was like, wait, is this a reference to what happened in like Full House? I assume.
There were some. And then some I didn't pick remember. Up
on. Yeah, that's
like,
what
definitely
I was thinking.
That curtain thing must have happened, but I don't remember.
I remember that.
That happened. Yeah.
That's what I remember. Okay. But then there's like lines that like Uncle Joey was saying. And I was like, I don't remember that. And then I was like laughing. And I'm like, wait, are they laughing because it's funny? Because it's not funny.
They're laughing because it's referencing their old ones, most of the stuff.
Yeah.
But the other stuff is they just laugh because it's a laugh track. And they have, it's like Big Bang Theory, except it's an audience instead.
That's the thing that I hate about Big Bang Theory, though. Because it makes me realize that there's people out there so dumb that they laugh at Big Bang Theory.
That's not live. Is it live?
I think it's shot before. Yeah, it is shot before a live studio audience.
Okay. Because I know that Fuller House is.
Yeah.
So it's like,
do you think more shows should be shot in front of a live studio audience?
No.
I think every show should be shot in front of a live studio audience.
Even like drama, like even like
Law and Order SVU.
Horace and Pete.
Horace and Pete. I would love to see that live.
That would be so depressing.
Yeah. Because I'd be laughing at like the worst parts.
You always get those one person laughing.
Yeah.
Something terrible, terrible timing.
So, I don't know. It was, I'm going to watch it.
All right. You let me know. Because I think it's really hard to tell from that. Because I think they're just all guests and then they, maybe they sprinkle throughout the show, but they're not, everyone was there the first episode.
Yeah. But then there's like certain things that I was like, she's like, oh, he died doing what he loved, putting out fires and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like crying on the baby monitor and everyone hears it and they're like, we're not going to leave. And then he's like, yeah. Well, we're going to leave. And Steph is like, I'm going to be. And then all the DJ Tanner jokes were so dumb.
Yeah.
And Kimmy was dumb. Which makes me, because I always had this rap line that I wanted to use if I ever became a rapper or just rapped on one song.
Mm-hmm.
Always with my DJ, you can call me Kimmy Gibbler.
Mm-hmm.
But now I regret that rap line. Because I don't want anyone to call me Kimmy Gibbler. Because then, like, also with how Bob Saget's character is acting against Kimmy,
mm-hmm.
I was like, no, at this point, you're just being an asshole. Like, you know, she has some sort of mental disorder.
Like, now, if they're grown up, it's a lot. Well, it was bad when she was a kid. Come on, it's even worse when she was a kid.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but that's how he did in the show. That's what he did.
Yeah, but like after 29 years, you're still going to treat this person like crap? That's my problem with
it. Yeah, but the thing is, the Fuller House doesn't want Full House people to change.
It's like, that's just horrible.
We don't want character growth. So they're like, give us those same characters. They don't want change.
Yeah, but
that's what they
want. That's horrible. She's planning your going away party, man.
Yeah.
Be a little kind. Pretty
dick, yeah.
But then I was like,
Bob Saget's a dick now.
Yeah, like, who's this part? That's another thing. What's up with his back?
I don't know.
And my friend pointed out his chin is also weird. I think he's just like...
He's probably on a bunch of drugs. His posture is
weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was weird. And then that song, I don't remember that Forever song. I haven't seen Full House in a long
forever,
time.
Forever, yeah.
Is that a big part?
There was a whole backstory, which they mentioned. He was like number one hit in Japan in 1992.
Oh, see, I thought they were just making a joke about
that. No, that actually happened. There's an episode. They all go to Japan because he's like super big in Japan. But it's like...
Naturally.
It's like, yeah, that song's like a flop everywhere else, but it's like really big in Japan. And he's like... And then like... there's also episodes on it where he needs to make a music video and stuff and they want to do all this crazy stuff. He's like, no, I just want to do this tame thing. And then they end up making the tame version, but then it like tanks.
What about the Flintstones song? How often do they sing that Flintstones song?
Never. I thought they were gonna do the bear song. They always do that bear song. I forgot what it was. It was like an Elvis song. A Teddy Bear by Elvis. Yeah, that's the one. They always do that one. I thought they were gonna do that one, but I think they only did that in
that first episode or something. Episode. Must have been the pilot.
Must have been the pilot or something.
So yeah, it was a weird experience. Something that wasn't a weird experience though. Is Ultimate Werewolf One Night,
mm-hmm.
or Night One, or something like that. I don't know. I bought this spur of the moment
because
mm-hmm. I wanted to buy a card shuffler.
It's like, well, you get this for free.
And, well, like, on Amazon Prime Now,
because
I realized I needed a card shuffler on Friday,
yeah.
And we were having game night Friday night. And then Amazon Prime Now, the card shuffler was like $9, and the order minimum was $25.
Mm-hmm.
So I heard about this game before online because I'm on like a board game subreddit
mm-hmm.
or like a tabletop subreddit. And I see people talking about this. So I was like, it was $16 and I was like, perfect. I hit my minimum. I get it in and out. I get both of them in like 2 hours
mm-hmm.
and it'll be fun to play, hopefully. And then I forgot I needed C batteries. So I had to buy C batteries and then I ended up buying Ultimate Werewolf Deluxe Edition, which helped me get the minimum again to $25. So we played Ultimate Werewolf One Night, though.
Yeah, ton of fun.
Good game. It's like Mafia, but one round.
Yes, and then everyone can play, too.
Yeah, everyone plays because there's an app that's like does a narration for you.
Yeah, and there's different rules you can...
Yeah, I thought that was really fun.
I like that, too, because then you can play different versions of it.
And then I found out there's another version called Daybreak, mm-hmm. like Ultimate Werewolf Daybreak, that you can use as an expansion or you can play a standalone
mm-hmm.
where there's no villagers.
Oh, everyone's somebody.
Everyone is someone.
That's cool.
So I'm like, because there's like an alpha wolf that's like in charge of the other werewolves mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So I was like, I want to play that. I'm going to get that one. I think.
That's cool.
So, but it's nice because it's like probably like 10-minute game.
Yeah. It gets real quick. It's only one round compared to Mafia where you keep going.
Until like there's, what, three, I guess?
Or two? I guess it's until you have the odds of where you can't. Everyone's either dead where you can't vote against.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
But yeah, a lot of fun. And it was funny because, like, we started playing it around midnight, right? And we said one more game until, like, 2 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just kept going. One more.
Just one more game. Yeah. Let's just try this out instead. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should take out a villager and see what happens.
Yeah. Just, like, make up our own rules and do it.
So, I dug that because I think it makes me really happy when, like, I buy a game and then we all enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it hasn't happened yet where I buy a game and it's a flop.
No. There's been a lot of good games. It's like surprising how many good games there are.
I think
out
I should
there.
Be like a, I'm like a tastemaker for board games. Yeah. I should be like curator.
You know the games that are good.
Sometimes I risk it. I bought a Captain Nemo board game actually.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on Kickstarter. I backed it. So it's not gonna get here until November. Mm. But yeah. So that's exciting.
See how that game is in November.
That'll be awesome. Yeah, in November we have something to look forward to. By that time, hopefully. Oh, we lost Pandemic. Oh,
man. That was brutal.
Yeah. That was very brutal.
Lost by one move.
That was horrible.
Brutal.
I wish I thought of those cards. Like the fact that we were running out of cards earlier. I think we didn't think about it soon enough.
We were trying to do different. We needed to do more risks because we didn't have enough time.
Yeah. So, yeah. That and red flags was a blast.
Yes.
I still need to write my red flag or white card.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Time for discussion.
Yes.
This week's discussion, superhero period piece. What movie, Mike?
What I kept going back to was there was this, it's probably in the comics too, but they did a Justice League animated movie. It's Justice League Frontier, where it was like set during like the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like during the Cold War. And I thought that would be a cool movie to do. It's like do a Justice League movie set in the Cold War. Like all the different politics of that. Of like should. And I guess they kind of did it in Dark Knight too. Where Superman was working for the government.
Yeah.
And like working against commies and stuff. I thought it'd be interesting like the politics of that world. Where they're having to deal with like should they be on that side or should they be more neutral to that type of thing.
Mine is similar, where it involves commies and Superman.
Yeah.
Red Sun. I want to see that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty sweet.
It would be amazing.
Yeah.
But it's never going to happen. Live action never going to happen for sure.
I wish they could. Yeah. Yeah, I think just by the time we would even get to there, it would be like in oversaturation, they'll be trying to do too many things will fail. They'll try to spread out more. That's what I think they should, like, these franchises should really, like, spread out, but then contract back where they do it more like standalone spinoffs. Where, like,
yeah, like, well, that's what that person was saying on Netflix. Like, they should make, like, mini Marvel movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that'd be easier than, like, but it'd be cool to just see different stories of like the same character, like which they do in the comics, like Red Sun storyline, and then like different stuff like that,
like one shots,
type of thing,
or like small story arcs,
yeah.
Next week's discussion. Since we saw Fuller House, what show should they bring back with like the original cast and everything, and like tell us what you think would happen in it. So it could be any show, but like there would be a time gap, obviously. So if you chose like Freaks and Geeks, it's Freaks and Geeks like 16 years later.
Yeah.
So they're all in their like 30s.
Yeah, I guess we're not doing the, what's that show they did? The Camp Mer. What am I thinking of?
I have no idea.
It's a show on Netflix. They went to summer camp. Wet Hot American Summer. It's not like that. It's where in real time it happened.
Yeah.
But it's still set in the past because it'd be from the 80s to 16
years. That's the thing I didn't understand, though, because...
96? I guess.
Yeah, for Full House, it ended in 95. Mm-hmm. But it said, like, didn't it say 29 years later?
Did it?
Yeah. Or was it 29 years later from when it started? Oh, that makes sense. 1987.
Yeah, that's what it did. From when it started. I was not from when it ended. No, because it started with the intro. The intro didn't start us with the end of the series. Yeah.
They should have started the show with Michelle's funeral.
They should have. That I would have respected that more, actually.
I feel like that was a bold choice.
Yeah. It's like, that's what galvanizes it. Like, oh, Michelle was in an accident with her husband or something. I don't know.
Michelle was in an accident with DJ's husband?
Yeah.
DJ was driving her to the hospital when she was pregnant or something, and then they all died.
Exactly.
Yeah. So on Netflix today, For Grace.
Not sure what that is or means or anything. But,
or if it's even a movie.
Or if it's a movie or a TV show. So, yeah. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart. This Week in Movies in the Now. Trailer Talk. Yeah. Have a good Wednesday. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.